A study in Job. These five things. In 2 Corinthians 12, verse 10, we read, Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Paul had his own Job experience, cataloguing innumerable devastating happenings. Circumstances that, like Job, were designed to call Paul to curse God and die. Life situations like your own, where Satan seeks to shipwreck your trust in God. God permitted his messenger, Satan, to buffet both his servants, Job and Paul. And the Lord permits Satan to deliver a thorn in the flesh to all his bond slaves. And Paul lists the five things that make up his own thorn in the flesh and yours. And they are infirmities, reproaches, needs, persecutions, distresses. Five things that Satan utilized to destroy the faith of Job, and Satan failed. Five things that Satan used to shipwreck the faith of Paul, and Satan failed. And Paul's cry of joy proclaims, Thanks be to God who gives us the victory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. For Paul knew, just as Job knew, that my Redeemer liveth. Oh yes, five things that Satan is using to demolish and utterly shatter your own faith. And they are infirmities, reproaches, needs, persecutions, distresses. It looked as if these five things would terminate Paul's ministering service, just as Satan expected these same five things to end Job's intercession, just as Satan aspires to curtail his work in you and in me. But Paul and Job both discovered, My grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient. My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is perfected in your weakness. It looked to Paul that these five things would terminate his apostolic ministry. This was Satan's intent in the lives of Paul and of Job, just as it is in your life and mine. But instead, these five conditions were used by God to fulfill his purpose in Job's life. And these five conditions were used by God to fulfill his purpose in Paul's life. These five things removed that which was hindering Paul's ministry. Infirmities, reproaches, needs, persecutions, distresses were used by God, used to remove all that hindered the Lord himself from living in and through Job. Used to remove all that hindered the Lord himself from living in and through Paul. And God will use these five things in your life too. Paul and Job eventually learned to look away from life's circumstances, away from life's situation, and look to him, the author and finisher of their faith. Oh yes, Satan's attack on all God's bondservants are used by the Lord, used to remove all that hinders the Lord himself from living in and through you. Infirmities, reproaches, needs, persecutions, distresses, are all used by God used to remove Job's greatest hindrance, Job's very own self-worth. Used to remove Paul's greatest hindrance, Paul's very own self-importance. And God may use these five things to remove hindrances in your life and in mine. The greatest impediment in Paul and Job's lives was their own self-satisfaction. The biggest hindrance in Paul and Job's lives was their own self-righteousness. And this is the dominant obstacle in the lives of all God's chosen vessels. These five thorns caused Paul and Job to become wholly dependent on the Lord. And God is no respecter of persons. What is true of them is true of all his own. When the Lord answered Job, he revealed himself to Job in a special way. It was then, and only then, after what seemed like a lifetime of unendurable hurt, Job was enabled to see God in the only way that God will accept, where self-worth, self-satisfaction and self-help are of no effect to God, where self-righteousness gives way to Christ's righteousness. For I am nothing, and he is all in all. Then we read that Job came to the very end of himself and cried, "Wherefore I abhor myself and repent." And after Paul had come to an end of himself, he was able to cry, "Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong."